All right, James. Sammy from Up the Gains. It's a fun chat, actually. A bit different from our typical ones, I think.
Instagram is the future, man. Instagram is the future now. I think that's the new shiny object.
Yeah, probably. Do you know if he does like TikTok and YouTube? Does he post it like all on those apps?
I know
as
he
well?
Does TikTok as well. TikTok doesn't do as well.
Okay.
Based on other things, but yeah, Instagram is crushing. I mean, we for everyone listening to this, we cover his exact strategy that he's using right now for Instagram Reels, where he has now got, actually, by the time someone listens to this, he's probably got over 40,000 followers, and he had, what, like four or 5K like a month ago, and he's just banking digital products. He's just doing auto DM campaigns on Instagram, basically, which is crazy.
Fuck, so sick. Well, yeah, dude, I gotta like look into this, but fuck, so much work. Seems like it's a lot of work. Like you scripting the short content. I don't know. We'll see how I get on. But quick plug, guys, join the advice community. Exclusive discount for podcast listeners.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think people know about this. Use Indexy for I don't know how many percent off, but it's a lot. But use the link down below and yeah, get a discount on the advice community. Shit's popping. I think this is like the busiest advice has ever been. We're nearly at 200 members. It's fucking nuts. Join it so James and I can stack that MRR and let us know what you think of the episode. Thanks, guys. What's good, everyone? It's Jackie Chow.
And this is James DeLacy.
And you're listening to This Week in Digital Marketing. All right, what's going on, Sammy? I see you're popping the fuck off on Instagram. Are you also on TikTok?
Yeah, man. Yeah, it's wild.
How's that going?
Good, mate. It's been like a crazy month. It was quite weird, like banging this Instagram and TikTok drum for months on end and getting absolutely nowhere. And then December just like took a real step back. I think I was like doing too much, like YouTube, podcast, SEO, just everything at once. And as a solo guy, when you do that, everything is just mediocre. So I just like took a step back, stopped the podcast, stopped the YouTube videos and was like, nah, how do I like actually go laser focus, get this down? What am I doing wrong? And we came back with a new strategy, man, and it's just gone hyperbolic. It's nuts.
Dude, I saw you had, I think it was yesterday or 2 days ago, you had 35K and I checked today, you had like 39K followers.
Yeah.
I was like, what the fuck, man? This account's going to grow up to like 100K and it, like so quickly. And I was listening halfway through your latest Click Wars podcast. I'm about halfway through and you're making some good money doing the digital product thing with that. But you mentioned, you know, 100K months. What's the end goal with Instagram then? Is it just to try, are you trying to get that mainly just from Instagram or are you looking to go Instagram then that parlays into other things?
Yeah. So like right now there's a revenue play there because it's giving me cash flow, like it's good for me to like reinvest that back into growing the mailing list. I can pump more through ads and, you know, pick up a, you know, CPA on a subscriber and then funnel them back through the products essentially. So it's just all feeding the growth journey essentially. So making that as one like big play, but equally as well, just becoming like the voice in the UK for UK personal finance. Because if I'm the top guy on Instagram, as everybody knows, that's how everyone's getting their information these days, especially when it comes to like these types of small, quite quick hit, quick win type personal finance topics. And then I can lead a lot of the traffic into the website, like on the stories, nice. The click through rate would get like, you know, 300-400 clicks into best of best budgeting apps, best investing apps, etc. As long as we do our job on those like roundup reviews, then we're getting decent affiliate money out of them too. So it's all just feeding this big growth engine essentially. And I'm seeing a big opportunity on social.
Wait, Sammy, can you run me through your funnel? Sorry, I haven't been like up to date with your endeavors, but I just know you're killing it with digital products. But what exactly is your offer? I'm so out of the loop. I should have done research. I'm sorry.
Dude, it's totally cool. That's why I'm here to do all the talking. So, yeah, basically, essentially what we do is we use emotional based videos. So let's say really simply a 7 to 9 second reel. We do emotional based hook, visual hook. So a combination of the two. So me sitting somewhere nice, opening a laptop, lighting a candle, and then how to retire with a 30 grand salary. Everybody who's in and around that range is immediately like, dude, I want to retire. Like, how do I do that? And you hit them with some figures and say, read more in the caption. And in the caption, you provide hyper amounts of value with a comment X word kind of play, essentially, which feeds the automated, we use ManyChat, so a ManyChat function, automated chatbot function, which will then have, again, like a DM message, which is extremely emotional, hook-based, into a link. And the CTR on that is nuts, man. It's like 90% upwards sometimes, depending on the Damn. Video and how well you do it. And then obviously they're on the sales page then. And then as long as your sales copy or your VSL is decent enough, then, you know, you can pretty much print money.
Sick. What are you selling?
So at the moment, funny enough, how to sell digital products on Instagram. So a mini course, budgeting planners, and then investing ebooks. And then the second side of that is within all of these products, there's then affiliates, there's then one-on-one growth coaching. So there's upselling on the course. There's a premium community, which is actually the high ticket item of it. So once we've got you, there's a play to kind of keep you going through that funnel as you progress through the course or the products, essentially. So it's not just like the one sale here. That, you know, what looks like a $17 sale can end up being a $50-$60 product, essentially. So yeah.
Damn, nice. What's like your price point on that? Do you have like crazy upsells? Like it starts at $9 and it goes up to like fucking 30 grand or something?
You've seen them, man. They're fucking everywhere. These like start with $7. Like, no, we just basically provide some form of value within that. And then yes, the opportunity to get me on a call for an hour to help grow your business, your side hustle, essentially, like leaning on my like 10 years in marketing, essentially, just to like, you know, basically rip their business to shreds or give them some ideas, and people like that type of stuff. So yeah, man, it's been a crazy, like, it's been like that with digital products. So I'm like quite excited to see where the next few months goes. Now we've got, because the thing is, more following equals more clout equals more trust straight off the bat. Mm-hmm. Like they're like, oh, that dude's got 40k followers. It's a lot easier just to kind of say that you know what you're talking about. Mm-hmm. So
sure.
Yeah.
How, like, in the last month it was popping, right? The last 1 month was the largest month you've ever seen, from what I remember. How much did you go public with the revenue numbers, like directly attributed from that?
Yeah, so we did 10k in 45 days basically. So but last 10 days now I've been 6.5. So
sick.
It's gone up like a lot. And then like we're now doing like discounts and then relaunches from the mailing list as well, and that's not factored into that revenue as well. So that's straight digital product sales from Instagram, from organic reels. And then when you add like mailing list on top of that, it obviously gets more fruitful. So yeah, it's working for sure.
Did you have these products available on your site before the Instagram? How have the sales compared from the organic traffic from Google versus what you do on Instagram?
It's not even comparable, dude. Like that was one of my little like automated Twitter posts yesterday. It was like, we did like 2K in sales in like 17 months. And that's like
damn
SEO traffic. And then trying to do that with this, it's just not even comparable. So like, yes, SEO is still a massive play for me. I'm never not going to shy away from that. But, you know, Jackie, I've heard you talk about this too multiple times. Like, who the fuck knows what's going to happen in the next, like, well, we don't even know in the next like 3 to 6 months, let alone what's going to be like in 5 years on with Google. So I don't feel comfortable putting my eggs in that basket right now. But when you can go and get like 4,000 to 40,000 followers in 45 days on another platform, those views aren't even matched for the amount of legwork and money you'd have to invest in backlinks and digital PR, especially in personal finance. For me, the investment into the website has been enormous, but actually the investment into this side of stuff has been very, very small, and digital products like cost me next to nothing to create. Most of it is heavy lifting by AI essentially. So yeah.
Do you do your own editing, or do you have like a team of editors? Do you have like writers who write the shit up? Like how does your like process work for content creation right now on the video side?
It depends really on, so absolutely everything is edited by myself at the moment, just because I've kind of finding a formula, dude. Yeah,
he's like, he's out.
I know.
Dude, for that reason, I'm out, dude. That's crazy.
You don't need to. You don't need to. But I feel like for me, I want to handle the process for like 3 months, get it up to the point. Because right now I'm at a reel a day, but actually I want to be at 2 reels a day. So how do I get to 2 reels a day? There's no way I'm doing that by myself. But I can film batch B-roll content and put out like 7 to 9 second reels. But once I'm happy with the framework, so I can hand them over with like, here's the emotional based hook and here's how to write the captions. Now go ahead and crack on. Cause that's the scale up for this for sure. There is a lot more. There are people within this space doing exactly what I'm doing. I haven't come up with this directly myself. It's just working. So I'm preaching about it. And obviously the more video content that you put out that goes like up the chain essentially, the more opportunities you have for sales. So you can just keep running this same funnel over and over and over, and essentially if you can get your content absolutely spot on, you just run the meter. It's like a sort of that treadmill vibe, man. It's pretty cool.
Why 7 to 9 second reels? Why not longer ones?
So there are some longer ones in there, and they've been the more successful videos, but they're really easy to create. So that's what we teach in the course. Like, you don't need to be this like hyper great editor with all these fancy captions, like flipping all over you, you know, or even downloading captions apps and trying to like film yourself on camera, because a lot of people can't do that. They don't have the ability to or want to stand there and talk on camera, man. It's not easy. Like, we all know when we first created our first videos talking to camera, like they were absolute dog shit. And so to get through past that, you can just do this with having text-based hooks and having you sitting down opening a laptop and then basically saying read the caption and then giving tons of value in the caption, i.e. if you're an SEO, you should be pretty good at writing copy. So writing the copy is where you're actually doing all of the hard work. The hard work is in the hook, the visual based hook as well, and then within the caption. So you should be able to do that at mass.
For you to crack this code, or well, this is like a pretty solid formula you're following, but don't you have to consume a lot of that, like the short form content, to understand this side of the industry? Like how long do you spend on freaking Instagram reels or TikTok a day for you to like master shit like this?
See, when we go into this, like you go into this with like a big ideation phase. So I have like 30 people all around the world within personal finance, which I tap into on a regular basis. So like I pull all their data off. I pull all of the links of their reels off, which are performing above a percentage of engagement rate based on their following. And then I pull them into blocks. So I do all of this work up front, essentially. Then you've got like a bank of over 150 reels, which you know have gone viral. What's the consistent frameworks within those videos? And what are they doing within those videos? Where is the hook placed? What type of hook is it? Are they addressing the person individually, or are they saying you? Are they saying I? What's happening here? What's the common themes throughout all of this data? And then essentially then taking those and then testing each one in terms of content buckets. So I have like 6 different content buckets, which might be different types of content. And then I'm testing frameworks within each content bucket to work out which ones are working. And then once you see one pop off, i.e. like this is spiked, okay, great, let's double down on exactly that framework, but then let's make 3, 4, 5 different types of content based on that framework. And then if you keep getting the regular results, i.e. they keep popping off, you keep getting virality, then that content bucket becomes a fixed content bucket, and you try and look for 2, 3, 4, 5 more of those. And once you've got like 3 or 4, you should be able to just print viral video almost every time, essentially. So it becomes like a framework that you can use.
So a content bucket could be the hook is in this place, and it has the, like, I've seen some of your videos, like you have a hook and then you have like maybe like a list, and then your five different reels could be different visual backgrounds of those, and then five different hooks on different topics. And that would be, because it would be classed as the same content bucket because it's the same layout.
Exactly where okay. It is, or the theme, so like the retire, so salary into how to retire with X salary is a content bucket. I'm basically going to use exactly the same caption, and I'm just going to change the thing to 40,000, to 50,000, to 55,000, to 45,000 each time, and then change the numbers within those, and then just run that every time. Because you got to remember that, like, you're only hitting a very small portion of the people that it's actually being shown to, especially mm-hmm. on a non-follower ratio. So when it pops off, it's directly hitting that person that's likely to be within that salary bracket. Instagram is making that calculation for you within their algorithm. So if you're resonating with those people, you can run so many different frameworks of the same video. And then the most maddest thing about this is that you change the framework but keep everything the same, and then you do it all over again. So using exactly the same video format, because then it gets shown to completely brand new audience, but it's the same content with just a different bit of audio over the top and maybe different sized captions or colored captions, for example. So you could just keep going and run that mm-hmm. meter essentially until you've like rinsed it like 3-4 times a year. So that's essentially how it's going to work.
Yeah, that's pretty smart actually. Don't they get, like, your audience doesn't get fatigued at all from this?
So when you actually look at the data of the reels in the back end, like 99% of the people that view the video are not your followers. So if you get it over the threshold, there's basically like a threshold you go through where you're shown to a very small portion of your own audience. You kind of go up what's essentially it looks like a funnel, really. You go into one bucket. If the first little bucket kind of reacts well to your video, i.e. watch time and then maybe a save or a like, then you move up and you move up. And once you get past like number three, that's when it lets you into the For You section. And if you perform mm-hmm. well in the For You section, you might do well in that little bit. And then once you get into the fifth one, that's when you're looking at like a million plus views essentially on the video. So that's always the goal. You want to try and move up the algorithm funnel essentially.
Fuck. Do you think, this kind of gets me hyped. Kind of gets me want to,
dude,
like I'm focus in. On short form.
Is this all in your course, Sammy?
Yeah, it's all in the course, man. You can right. you can
send obviously it to me after
that what I just the said about the
it's not the course.
I'll hook you up, man. There's like, to go deep into the content side of stuff, there, you know, there's only so much you can include in a course like that, especially when it's done for beginners before you blow their minds. So the premium community is allowing me to like do a little bit more, like, okay, here you go, like this is how you do things essentially, this is what's working for me today, like check this out guys. Because yeah, it can, especially when you're dealing with somebody who's never done content before, like yourself. You have, James, but a lot of the people that buy the course, like they've never made a video in their life before. If I start talking about like content buckets and data and pulling like influencer data and looking at frameworks, are going to be like, what the fuck, dude? Like, I just want to make a video. Yeah.
So most of your, the people who buy your course are starting from scratch, like zero videos ever. Okay. Well, why don't you do, have you ever considered doing, who's that guy in the US that like grills people out on live on air about their like spending habits, you know, like that chubbier American dude with glasses? Dave Ramsey is one of them, but I was thinking about the younger guy with like brown curly hair, but he's like friends with Graham Stephan, but yeah, he like brings people on and just fucking grills them about their spending habits, and like they lay out their finances and people are crying. It's like, you should just do that, but it's the UK version, you know.
Dude, like the comments of Instagram, mate, TikTok, oh my God, like the comment section in TikTok is just makes me worried for the world, dude. It's like, you'll make a video like with almost like a comedy sketch, like taking the piss out of millennials for like drinking too many lattes or whatever. And like, they're like, yeah, but we want our lattes, dude. And they're like, whoa, okay. Like, whoa. Like, you really do touch nerves, but they just don't get it at all. And, but so yeah, mate, I can see that being good. But us British people, we're so damn sensitive, dude. Like,
oh, yeah, true.
Could seriously cause a riot.
Yeah. Yeah, British people are way more polite and also not very, what is it, confrontational. Like, the Americans just love that shit. It's pretty jokes. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's pretty jokes. What is your personal current investing strategy? Like, what are you doing with your money?
Yeah, great question, man. I know you're hot into this yourself. Like, so I talk about this a lot, really. I'm 80-20. So I'm 80% just straight up, like, Vanguard Total Stock Market Index kind of funds, essentially, S&P 500, and then UK, and then some Asia. And then my 20% is my play money, basically. That's my, like, me picking fintech stocks for fun, because that's what type of businesses I get geeky over. And then, you know, standard Bitcoin and Ethereum, dude. Like, yeah, that's it's pretty simple, nice. But I just like bonds? To keep it like that. No bonds.
Really?
No, nothing. Wait, no.
Interesting. You're pretty risk on then. How old are you, if you don't mind me asking?
34. I'm extremely risk on, simply for that reason.
Some may even say you're a degenerate. Not me, but some may. Yeah,
he didn't even mention shitcoins in there. He can't be a degenerate.
You know what, like, it's there, the bonds play for me is just boring, and I do actually want to have some level of fun with it. I get it from a wealth building perspective, but for me, my next phase with this was always to, like, build a business which just grew so much and then reinvest all of the profits out into real estate and have those cash flow generating assets that are on pop. You know, we're so early in this business, essentially a couple of years in, so it's not, and I built it all myself, so that, you know, to get to this point now, I'm very excited for, like, what the next few months look like, because for me, I just want to, like, sit on a beach in Barbados, dude, pretty much. So,
yeah. Right. So you're trying to retire in the next couple of years and just get out real quick, or are you gonna kind of just do select things that you enjoy like passively and, like, not have to do shit for money type of retirement?
Well, like, Martin Lewis is, like, the number one personal finance guy in the UK, but he kind of talks about, like, saving money on your car insurance, and he doesn't talk about investing. He doesn't really talk about side hustles or making money online, which is what pretty much every single Gen Z and conscious millennial wants to know. And so there is a real gap in the UK for that leading voice. And essentially, that's what I am aiming to become. I want to be able to do the speaking gigs and really kind of be that kind of that dude that people look towards for that. He sold his business for $89 million to Money Supermarket and then stayed on as CEO. And then, yeah.
Damn.
So there's a play there for sure. I do need a team to be able to go to the next level with this. You know, need a video editor, I need, like, a full-time content writer for the site that actually can probably end up being a site manager for now, and then add building blocks as we go. But, you know, Money Saving Expert is a team of 120 people in the UK, so it just goes to show what kind of opportunities available with that business. And I've spoken to James before about the SEO play. You know, we've done well to get it to where it is, especially in personal finance. It's so damn competitive, as you'll know, Jackie.
So competitive. It's
fucking crazy, man. Like, there's new sites popping up every 2 minutes. So I've got, like, serious budgets, and yeah, it's just the way that it is right now.
Are you going to focus on the finance side, or are you going to do the make money online side, or are you just going to play both sides, see which one's kind of sticking, and, like, lean into that? Because I think making money online niche might be more profitable, if I'm not mistaken, right? And it's more lucrative. Like, people lose their minds over it. Like, shit, like, look at Iman Gadzi. Like, that guy's fucking printing. Whereas, I think finance, personal finance, people, influencers, they don't, it's not as lucrative. If I'm, correct me if I'm wrong. I'm just spitballing here. But yeah.
You're right in a way, because it's like, even the Mark Tilburys of the world have gone into that, more of that making money online realm, especially with like their business acquisitions. If you look at their business acquisitions, they're starting podcasts in the CEO entrepreneur space, etc. So they've gone in that way. It does make much more sense. There is more growth. There is global growth with that. Mm-hmm. Whereas if you're UK personal finance, you're UK personal finance, there is a ceiling when it comes to all of these platforms. But that ceiling is still pretty fucking decent.
Yeah, it's pretty fucking hot.
So, like, yeah, exactly. So, I want to test that ceiling. And then if we've got a decision to make, or we make an acquisition, you know, we bring on people, we start new rounds, we do new things. We've got so many things that we can push: a podcast, YouTube channel. We're landing sponsorship now, which is great, and that changes the game for us, because we can start being quite attractive to brands from a multi-channel play. Like, you know, you're launching your new banking product, you've got to up the games: mailing list, podcast, YouTube channel, and socials all to talk about, plus a website that's got tons of organic traffic. It's quite a sexy place to be if you want to reach a load of customers, because we've got them. So yeah.
Mm-hmm. How does affiliate play into your current revenue? Is that something you're going to ever focus on, or are digital products just like, it's crushing, you're just going to double down there?
No, so this is also an affiliate play as well. Like, the digital products is doing really, really well, but this exact play works for affiliate extremely well. So the video that we've just done, and I'm actually going to be putting out a YouTube video basically documenting it from start to finish. But it's done, so the video took me 45 minutes to create, and it's done 205,000 views, and it's made £1,980 in affiliate revenue. So it's a decent play. And that's straight, like, basically, you want to learn about investing in the S&P 500, comment the word invest, we'll send you our favorite providers. We send them two providers. Basically, the top one, they're both £50 CPA. And if they sign up for the under tiers, then it's £30. So we're getting £30 to £50, depending on what they're signing up per subscriber, per sign up. So that's something which I'm really excited to run again and just keep pushing and seeing where we go with that, because then it's an affiliate play as well as a digital product play. And we can kind of cover both areas. I feel like with investing products, especially, the affiliate play is very strong. And obviously that gives us leverage to go back to these brands and sort of open a door and say, hey, look, we've just done 50 signups in 2 days. Can you please, bump us up to 75 from 50? And you know how that works. Like, we just want to start playing that game as well. So it is an affiliate play as well here, as which is interesting, because my affiliate revenue is like this all year, like, very unpredictable. And the SERPs have moved so much at the moment. Like, yesterday I was positioned 6 for best investing apps. Today I'm positioned 12. Like, what the fuck's going on? And then tomorrow I'll be positioned 7. Like, it's,
and then volatility. Reddit will be number one.
Yeah. and that, right? So it's playing with all of that, those factors. Like, I have control over how good my content is. I don't have control over how Google thinks how good my content is. So that's my feeling with this at the moment.
Yeah, yeah. What were you doing before? Because this is your full-time gig now, right? Like, you only have one focus. You have one site, 100% all in, right? What were you doing
before this? So I was a marketing director of a hospitality business that I started with two guys. So I sold my shares in April last year and went full time. But I've been in the hospitality startup. So I would always join a business at the beginning, and then we would take that business into multi-millions and then sell it on, move on and do it again. Essentially, that's what I've been doing for for about 10 years before that. And it's very much this, like, the thing is with marketing, it's the same with anything. You're solving a problem or a need for someone in some other way. You just have to find out how the fuck they need to react to it. So where are they playing and how are you going after them? It just doesn't change. It's just where you're playing, essentially. So that's why it's been really different for me in this space, because actually creating content where I'm the guy on camera, I'm not filming like a lovely venue and loads of people having fun, which people just naturally react to. I had to like completely reinvent the wheel from a marketing perspective, like putting myself on camera, trying to speak and create videos to go viral, just like was a completely different ball game that I'd ever played before. But it's been really interesting journey, and like now definitely feel like we're cracking the wheel.
Yeah. Do you not get the shiny object syndrome? Because it seems like you're laser focused. Whereas I think you and James are pretty good at it. I'm terrible at it. I need serious help.
I have shiny object syndrome 24/7, bro.
Yeah, I mean, dude, like you're like the king of starting new stuff, but it seems to work out for you. Follow your journey. Partnership stuff seems very fruitful. So
yeah, I can't complain, but it's why don't you, like, doesn't that entice you, like shit like that, when you see other people crushing it in a industry? Like, for example, you telling me short form content is killing it, dude. I'm like, how do I do this? How do I start scripting? Am I gonna have to look into hooks? Am I too narrow of a niche? Like, SEO is kind of, it's super small TAM. It's super small. Like, for example, if I show my videos to anyone, even people in marketing, they can't understand it. It's like too narrow of a niche. Do I need to broaden out, like sell my soul, start selling courses? I don't know. Like, you don't seem to get that. Like, why is that?
Because the thing is, I have done it. So I actually bought a site with 100,000 words on it, you know, those kind of packaged things, like really early days.
Yeah.
And was running a food blog and Up the Gains at the same time. And, you know, as we all know with this, like, split time just means nothing was moving forward. And actually, like, I just realized straight then that, like, I cannot do that. And I don't really have a fucking choice, dude. Like, editing and filming and doing YouTube, podcast, and short form all yourself is not, like, I don't have the fucking time to think about anything else, as well as running a website, writing all the content for that, and putting out, you know, 3 newsletters a week. It's a lot, dude. So if I had the time,
you put out 3 newsletters a week by yourself? You write it yourself?
Yeah, 3.
Dude, that's messed up, man.
Like, I don't sleep, man. I'm all in, but this is what I mean, that once we've got enough revenue on board, like, I cannot wait to hire like some absolute killers who are like solely invested in the mission, where, because like a dedicated writer to be able to take a lot of this off me, which will essentially allow me to think about doing strategic partnerships and going after like the bigger plays here. But right now I'm just basically sitting in a fucking trench, just trying to dig my way out, essentially. So yeah, man,
that's fair. That's interesting take. I gotta take notes on that. I gotta focus up.
But look, it happened to me, as I said at the start of the podcast, like nothing was working in December, like I wanted it to. I really hit a wall, and you know, it was like, do I just keep going down the same old road, just like almost just chucking things out, just box ticking? And that's not a great way of doing things. So I had to like really look at my productivity, like systemize a lot of these things, be a bit more ruthless with my time, like saying no to a bunch of shit. Like, you know, I was helping a load of people, like consulting them for a few hours a week on SEO, and I just cut all of that out. Like, even though that was paying my bills, I was like, no, this is like a risk that I cannot take. Like, I'm taking out of that brand. So like, you do have to go through these moments in business to kind of understand how you're going to get to the next level. And yeah, man, but I need a team. I need a team badly. So
yeah, I think you just goes. couple of VAs, you're sorted, man. I think just you don't have to have too many. But yeah, it just seems like you're doing everything. That's pretty insane. I haven't heard of anyone doing that nowadays. But respect to you, man. But yeah, I actually have to run. I forgot to tell James, but where can people find you, Sammy? It was good to chat. We'll definitely, I think we've never met before, right? Am I crazy?
We've never met at your London drinks.
Okay.
We didn't chat. I was like, you look one of those ones.
It was quite loose, right? Because I was like, yeah, you look familiar. Yeah.
Yeah, it was those AHF's cocktails, dude. Like,
dude, yeah, my bad. Yeah, we'll meet up again in London next time. That was fun, actually. Shout out to AHF for sponsoring that. Holy fuck. Where can people find you?
Yeah, where do you want to send people? Up the Gains Money on all social platforms, or upthegains.co.uk is the website. Thanks for having me on, guys.
Cool. Guys, if you want to copy Sammy's current social media strategy, go check it out. I'm going to be stealing his whole playbook, try to repurpose it for the SEO space. But thanks for coming on, man. It was really good to chat again.
Cheers. Yeah, thank you, bro.